following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Frida Keller, and I want to welcome all of you to our client support call this evening. I am a registered nurse, and tonight I'm going to be joined by Dr. Mark Nelson, and we are both certified health coaches with Optavia, and we're very happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, health coaches, and health professionals, and it's going to last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask your questions and get answers from health professionals right away. We will begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then Dr. Nelson's going to share a quick health tip for the week, and after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, you're going to need to dial *6 on your phone to unmute. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far. Then we're going to ask you to please dial *6 again so that you can mute your phone and we can keep the line as clear as possible. So let's get started. Who's out there with us tonight? Well, Dr. Nelson, are you still out there?
I am. I am right here.
Okay, I was hoping I had muted myself. Hi.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, I'm Linda, and I live in Arizona, and I'm a health coach. I have been since convention in July, I guess. And anyway, and I've lost 75 pounds and have kept it off for about a year and a half now.
Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you, Linda. Are you
sure.
Would you say that your life is better after not only losing the weight, but joining Optavia and embracing the habits of health?
So much. So much better. In fact, going to the convention and then, you know, that just gave me the feel of what this whole huge community is really like, and it's truly amazing. And, it's been wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Linda, for sharing that. Anyone else want to share with us this evening? Hello? I did hear someone, but then you're muted if you're saying anything right now.
Yeah, I heard something and then nothing. So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Dr. Nelson, it was kind of provoking this evening. Well, actually today, I was looking at our schedule and I realized this is my last call for the year. And it just kind of really hit, which I realized, you know, December 1st is Friday. But it was almost like, my gosh, where did this year go to? And I did want to take just a minute for anyone who is on the phone with us this evening, and for those of you who may be listening to the recording, I wanted to take this chance to say happy holidays to everyone and happy new year. And I would encourage everyone to stop and think in between now and, you know, the beginning of our new year, and maybe kind of reflect back and look forward. You know, what did I want to do that I didn't get to do or wasn't able to accomplish? And what do I want to accomplish for next year? Just a couple of things. I believe it was Ashley Miller who shared once with us that, you know, goals are never not met. They're just extended out. So she's, and I think it was the the Terranellis that shared that they always met their goals. Maybe not always on time, but they met their goals because they never lost sight and they never gave up on them. And I think Ashley also said, don't change your goals, change your activity. So, Dr. Nelson, with that being said, if you have anything to share, and again, to you and your lovely wife, happy holidays and happy New Year, since I won't see you again or talk to you again until next year.
Well, Frida, thank you so much. And I think, look, what's great about a new year is it's a new beginning, meaning it's an opportunity for people to really, as you said, Rita, reflect on what is it that I want to accomplish with my health, with my life? How would I like to, you know, what would I like to learn and how would I like to grow and be the best version of myself, if you will? And the new year is great because it's basically, a built-in opportunity, if you will, for people to pause and reflect. And with all the celebration, I think the real celebration is that we're alive. And, you know, it is because we are alive that all things are possible, right? And I think that's so important to appreciate because it's very easy to take for granted how blessed we are to be living in the world with all of the challenges that we may face, to really be in a position to be the architects and the editors of our health and our life, which really is why this program has such power, because clearly people lose weight and can move their health forward. The real power of this program for me, and I think for many people, is the understanding that the power is in the choices that we make, that we can move from reacting to a chaotic and often dysfunctional world to really asking ourselves what we want for ourselves to move our health and life forward and making those conscious choices to improve and move our lives forward. And so I want to wish everyone a happy new year as well and happy holidays with an emphasis on really being the best we can be by responding, not reacting, by being awake and conscious, not asleep, and by having an incredible opportunity by our example to help and lift other people up.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Nelson. And guys, we're going to go ahead. If you have come this evening to ask a question or share with us, now is the time to do that. We'd love to take your questions. Remember, you are all muted. So to ask us a question, you will have to dial *6 on your phone so that we can hear you. So does anyone have any questions out there? Well, this is going to be an interesting call, Dr. Nelson.
Well, you know, Clita, you and I can share perspectives and helpful tips for people. I mean, I think that's completely wonderful. And people should feel free to chime in, obviously.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Valerie from North Canton. I just figured I'd chime in because I know Linda said hello and I was getting in the car from dinner, so I was a little late getting on. But I just wanted, because nobody else is speaking up, so anyways, I want to thank you guys so much for everything that you do for us. And, you know, the holidays are coming around and it's very hard and I'm really emotional lately, but I'm a health coach and I lost 55 pounds. Close to 60 about 2 years ago, and a little bit crept back on, maintained pretty much great for 2 years. And you know, it's just hard around the holidays, and my daughter just had a baby, and I'm so blessed, and I'm back on plan, and I'm really trying the best I can. I know all of us struggle with this, and I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful for my family, my friends, for all of you. And I just wanted to chime in and thank you for everything, and have a blessed holiday.
Well, thank you, Valerie. That's very sweet. And congratulations on being a grandma.
Thank you.
I was blessed with two grandbabies this year. And it's just, it's amazing and it's wonderful and I love it. And it is very easy to react, to get wrapped up in all of that joy and excitement and forget sometimes that we are important. But I'm going to share a story that kind of really does bring it home. Many of you may know, but I do come from a large family. I am one of six children. I am blessed to be the youngest because I always say, you know, there was always five others, definitely at least five, taking care of me, which was wonderful. But I do have some older siblings, and my sister is my health coach, and I thank her every single chance I get for reaching out and never giving up, even though I said I didn't want to do this. She never gave up. And she brought a lot of health into our family. And for those of you who are thinking, you know, oh, I just, you know, not sure if I can share this, let me tell you, she has reached out and touched all of us. I have a brother who for Thanksgiving was here with me. He lives in Las Vegas. And so I don't get to see him that often. But I have a tradition at my house that whoever is here for Thanksgiving, we pass notes around, and you have to put your name and your date, the year, on the card, and you have to write something you're thankful for. And I save them. And so every year I remind people, you know, where we were last year and where we're, you know, what we're thankful for this year. And this older sibling of ours, you know, said he was thankful for being alive. And it really struck me. Because 10 years ago, I think it was eight or 9 years ago, he had a lot of health issues, and we were able to just reach out to him. I mean, he did the work and he did everything. But because we had a tool, we had something we shared, he saw it with us, he was able to extend his life perhaps. And I'm very grateful for that. And one of the things he shared with me was this visit was, he has a young granddaughter who's about five, and he said, you know, I don't think I'll be there for her wedding. Now, my brother is 69. And I said, well, why not? You know, who says you can't live until you're 89? That's 20 years.
Right.
And she'll be 25. And so, you know, he was like, well, I don't know. I said, well, I don't know either, but let's try. And, you know, because I'm in the same boat. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So when we get wrapped up and we're in the joy and we're in the moment and we're excited and we think, oh, my gosh, you know, I have two grandbabies and what? Oh, you know, I don't have time. I do have time to be healthy, because not only do I want to be at their wedding, but I want to stand next to my son when his child gets married. I didn't have that. My parents were gone. I missed that. I want my son to have that. So again, it's amazing how, like Dr. Nelson said, we can react or we can respond. And I want to respond. Does anybody, can anybody else kind of agree with that or have anything else to say along those lines?
Well, I mean, I do, Frieda. I think what you've said is very important. I think many people have really settled for less. You know, we think that 60 or 70 is old, and it's actually not old, right? These are concepts that we have learned because of the degradation of health in a society supposedly the most advanced in the world, which really begs the question. I mean, historically, people many years ago in many places in the world lived and still do into their hundreds and are fully active and not in nursing homes. So I think what we have done is we have so distorted people's health that we've really distorted what we view as normal. And what you said is the most important thing. We can actually have a great deal of control over not just our health, but our longevity. And that's well known, is becoming more known, if you will, meaning we can actually grow younger by adopting healthier habits, reaching a healthy weight, learning how to manage and deal with stress, getting enough sleep, hydrating well, exercising, being mindful. These things can actually play a great role, not just in our body's healing, but in our living longer, healthier lives. So the notion that we're a certain age and that's the decline is actually a false notion. It is not necessarily true at all. And it's very important that people recognize that. The power is really not just in the choices we make, but in our understanding that the organism, meaning each and every one of us, is far more resilient and powerful than most people realize.
That is so true. And I believe that surrounding myself with people who will believe and strive for the same things is all important. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen it throughout my family. I know there are many other families in our Optavia family that have experienced this. Because sometimes that's all it takes, is just to be able to see that someone else could, so maybe I could too. I always say that my sister believed for me long before I believed for myself. And what a wonderful gift that she gave me, because she could do that. And I often will share that with my clients, that you don't have to believe it. Let me help you get started, and I'll believe for you until you can believe for yourself.
Can I chime in on that? This is Valerie again.
Yes. Please do, Valerie.
I just wanted to say, because you guys touched on so many great things, and especially the doctor with, you know, just taking our life back and taking, I know that when I'm off plan and not doing what I should do, my body is so, I have a lot of inflammation and I have CRPS, and it's just such a different feeling that I feel, that I don't feel well. I don't feel like I'm up to par. I'm not motivated. And just being on plan now solid for 2 days, I feel good. You know, I feel great today. And I know it's the second day, but I know this plan. I know that it works. And I've just put on a little bit of weight. It's not like a whole lot, but I just wasn't feeling good. So it plays in all aspects of our life. And it's just such a big role that I'm just grateful. And I wanted to touch on this because not only is Linda on the line, and I love her dearly, she's become a great friend and like a sister to me, but my cousin, I owe it to her. You know, she's my family, and I saw her do it. And it wasn't, I always say this, it wasn't Marie Osmond on TV. It was my cousin. It was somebody I saw the before and after, and I was like, wow, if she can do it, I can do it. And this was a long relationship that we didn't talk to each other, because I live in Ohio and she lives in California, and she's become my best friend too. And so many people in the Optavia family have been just wonderful. And, you know, going to convention last year, I didn't go this year because my daughter gave birth on that weekend. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And like I said, I'm truly blessed. I'm really blessed. So, again, you guys have a great holiday. And I just wanted to shout out to Linda and Sue. I love you both.
Thank you, Valerie. And, yeah, isn't it amazing? And good for you. You saw her success and you said, yeah, I want that too. And, you know, there's so many, or there are some, I should say, that are perhaps like me. You know, that saw the success, heard the success, was told about the success, and all I kept thinking is, yeah, sure, that's what happens for her. Again, I had been beaten up pretty badly, and, you know, that's just where I was. And my inspiration for starting was just, okay, if I do this for a month, will you leave me alone? Again, you can hear that just loss in that response. and the thought that nothing could ever change. And I did. You know, she just asked me to promise her just to do the program as it was written and not get in the way. And just, you know, could I do that? And I said, sure, I can do that for 30 days. And of course, at the end, before that end of the 30 days, I had already, you know, ordered another month's worth of fuelings. And I said, oh, I'm going to do this until it stops, which it never did. You know, 100-something pounds later is, you know, when I just was in awe. But that's what it took for me. And she loved me enough just to share. And she knew me, and she knew that as long as she loved me and shared, it was going to get there one day. And I did. And, you know, it's just, that's how a lot of people always ask, how can I get my brother? How can I help my sister? How can I reach this person? I love them so much and I'm afraid for them. And, you know, I always share, just love them. Love them where they are. Share what you have. And don't have expectations. Let them know how much you care. Because when someone knows, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I think that's one thing that we can all take into this holiday season is love people where they are. See them for who they are, not what, you know, you might be able to do for them, but where are they? And what do they want? What do they need? And, you know, just listen and hear. And that's how we can help each other. And again, believe for them if they can't believe for themselves. And those that are like Valerie that said, hey, you can do it, I can do it, isn't that fabulous? Because then you just say, great, please do this with me. I would love to do this with you. Let's do it together. So what a lovely story. And Linda, congratulations, and thank you for reaching out to your family and helping them. I have about 10 minutes left of our call. Dr. Nelson, you have anything else? Oh, hi. Who is that?
I have a question. Hi, my name is Kathy. I'm calling from Sacramento, and I am a coach. And I have a brand new client that I'm not sure if she's on the line with us or not, but I know that her short-term goal is to lose 20 pounds so that she can have bariatric surgery and continue to lose some there. And I wanted to know if you had some advice how to guide her after, you know, maybe she'll decide she won't need it. Of course, that's maybe a goal or something we could talk about. But, you know, if she does go through the surgery, what kind of offerings the coach and the Optavia shall I continue to offer?
Dr. Okay. Nelson, what do you have to say?
You know, the fact that she is thinking or planning bariatric surgery, you know, right now that's what she may be thinking about, but we really don't know what she's going to be thinking about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks into this program. And So I think it's fine to look at the guide, look it over. It is under tools and resources, of course, as Frida has said. But I also would be very open to the possibility that she says, gee whiz, you know, maybe I don't need surgery. And I think one of the things that you can discuss with her or ask her about is, does she believe that she can take control of her life and her health? Does she believe that she can learn new choices and habits? Because it's not like people have better or greater weight loss having bariatric surgery. What they basically do is relegate themselves to the sideline, if you will. It's forced portion control is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's not a value judgment. It's simply a description of fact. And so what I think the best thing to do with someone like this is really to say, you know, look at what you've been able to do yourself without surgery. I'm not saying you shouldn't have surgery. That's a personal choice. But look at how amazing you are. Look at what you've been able to do yourself by making different choices and learning new, healthier habits. How amazing is this? And I think that's really the thing to support and enlighten and empower and shine your light on as a coach, is that she is so much more powerful than any surgical procedure she could ever have done, obviously, right? Obviously, as a human being, because she is alive, because she has eyes and ears and a mouth and intrinsic motivation and a will and desire to be healthy and succeed, she can have surgery if she wants. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, look at what you have been able to do and look at what we have been able to do together. And I would also feel free to say to her that we've helped many people who were planning on bariatric surgery and realized they didn't need bariatric surgery to achieve the things they wanted to achieve. But I wouldn't go under the assumption that surgery is going to take place in a month, you know? That
right.
may not, there may be a completely different story that gets written, which is what we are about all the time, right? I mean,
sure.
How many people begin this program and they don't think it's going to work, or say, the only reason I'm doing this is so you don't bother me again, right? As Frida should. No, I'm serious, right? I'm just saying that people,
right.
And I'm not saying anyone was bothering Frida. I'm simply saying that people are in, they're in the place they're in. And I think
mm-hmm.
what I think is most amazing about these stories is one of the things that we do, I think one of the most powerful things we can do with another human being is to help them awaken. That's really what I'm saying, right? That
mm-hmm.
that is really the most powerful thing we can do. Because once we awaken someone, once they are awake and more aware and conscious of themselves and their feelings and their thoughts and life, they realize that they are a force in the universe to be reckoned with, right?
That's exactly right. I totally agree, Dr. Nelson. And, you know, it's, again, it's loving them where they are and believing for them until they can believe for themselves. And I have been in that situation where, you know, I was told, listen, I'm going to have this and I'm going to do it. I need to lose the weight before. And I just reached out and said, that is fabulous. Let's go. Let me help you get that weight off. And then they, you know, within a few weeks, it was like, oh, no, I'm not having the surgery. I'm going to do this. It's like, fabulous. Yay. And, you know, again, congratulated that person.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Hello.
My name is Sue, and I'm calling from Central California. I'm a coach, and I've had several clients who have opted not to have the bariatric surgery because once they have that bariatric surgery, their bodies can never absorb the nutrients that they need
right.
to sustain themselves. And secondarily, when they have that surgery, and one of you used the term the forced, oh shoot, what was the word you used? Well,
portion control.
Portion control, exactly. They can re-stretch out their stomach, but they never can regain those cells that were made to absorb the nutrients. So while the portions are controlled, they're always in a little state of malnutrition, and they're not fixing their minds.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fixing what's between our ears. And if you can get to your friend up in Sacramento and help her to see, I think.
Whoop, we lost you, Kathy.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate everybody's conversation.
Yeah.
You're
so
welcome.
Anyway.
You're welcome, Sue. You know, and then just like Dr. Nelson said, you know, they may not end up having surgery. I've had both. And then those that did have surgery came back, you know, after, and I was able to help them. And a couple of years out, you know, they were still struggling and we still had that bond and I was still able to help them. So, great questions, and thanks, everyone. I do have half past the hour, So we're going to have to close this call. I want to congratulate everyone for taking the time to be here with us tonight. Dr. Nelson, again, it is always wonderful to share this call with you. I want to share that, remember, all of you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and or hear a few weeks prior weeks recordings of these calls on our co-branded websites. The playback of tonight's call should be available within about 48 hours. If you have any questions for a health professional between support calls, you can email Laurie Anderson at optimizinglife2@gmail.com. I'm going to say that again. It is optimizinglife2@gmail.com. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually begins right now. So grab a pencil if you want to access that webinar. Simply log in to www.zoom, and that's ZOOM.us, and enter the meeting ID number, which is 113-312-513. Again, that number is 113-312-513. Congratulations again on investing some time in your health this evening. We're glad you joined us. Everybody, have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Have a great night. Good night.
Thank you.
Audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.